Her apartment rematerialized around her. Augustine was walking determinedly across the dining room table towards the remains of the salad she had pushed away, moving at a good 50 centimeters a minute. At the back of her mind she was aware of Alkarm Zu standing in the vestibule of the 31st floor of the St. Martha skyscraper waiting for a lift. There were 7 intelligence agency operatives hanging around in the park-level foyer above her, alerted by their colleagues in Harkey's bar. 2 of them, a female operative from New Britain and the 2nd in command of the Kulu team, resolutely refused to make eye contact. Strange, really. For the last 3 weeks they had spent most of their off-duty hours in bed together, screwing each other into delirious exhaustion. In my history courses I recall an incident in the 20th century when the American CIA tried to get rid of a Caribbean island's communist president by giving him an exploding cigar, Ione said. Yes? Tranquility asked loyally. 600 years of progress, human style. Would you like me to inform Mayor that Alkad Mazoo will not be granted an exit visa? Informing him or blow him and the Udat out of existence if he leaves with her would be more to the point. But no, we won't do anything yet. How many captains has she contacted now? 63 in the last 20 months. And every contact follows the same pattern, she mused. A request for a charter fee, quote, to carry her to a star system, then picking up a cargo to take onwards, but never the same star system. And it was Joshua who was asked to quote for Garissa. Ione tried not to consider the implications of that. It had to be a coincidence. I'm sure it is, Tranquility said. I was leaking, sorry. There was never any follow-up to her meeting with Joshua. No, but what is she doing, I wonder? I have 2 possible explanations. First, she is aware of the agency observers, and it would be hard to believe she is not. And she's simply having fun at their expense. Fun? You call that fun? Threatening to recover the alchemist? Her home planet has been annihilated. If the humor is somewhat rough, that is to be expected. Of course. Go on. Secondly, she is attempting to produce a range of escape options which exceed the observer's ability to keep track of. 63 is an excessive number of captains to contact even for a warped game. But she must know it isn't possible to confuse you. Yes. Strange woman. A very intelligent woman. Ione reached over to her discarded plate and began shredding one of the lettuce leaves. Augustine crooned adoringly as he finally reached the pile of shreds and started to munch at them. Is it possible for her to circumvent your observation? Apparently Edenists can induce localized blind spots in their habitat's perception. I would say it is extremely unlikely. No Edenist has ever succeeded in evading me, and there were many attempts in your grandfather's day. Really? She perked up. Yes, by their intelligence agency operatives. All failed, and I acquired some valuable information on the nature of localized circumvention patterns they employed. Fortunately, I do not use quite the same thought routines as Edenist habitats, so I am relatively insusceptible. And Alkad Mazoo does not have affinity. Are we sure? She was missing for some time between Garissa's destruction and turning up here. 4 years. She could have had neuron symbionts implanted. She did not. A complete medical body scan is required for health insurance coverage for all Lemuel Project staff when they start work. She has neural mnemonics, but no affinity symbionts, nor any other implants, for that matter. Oh, I'm still unhappy over these continual encounters with starship captains. Perhaps if I had a private word with her, explain how upsetting it is. That might work. Did Father ever meet her? No. I think about what to say then. I don't want to come over all heavy-handed. Perhaps I could invite her for a meal, keep it informal. Certainly. She always maintains her social propriety. Good. In the meantime, I'd like you to double the number of sergeants we keep in her immediate vicinity. With Latin running loose in the Confederation, we really don't want to add to Admiral Alexandrovich's troubles right now. Mayor and Cherry Barnes took a lift up from Harkey's Bar to the St. Martha's foyer. He walked with her down a flight of stairs to the Starscrapers tube station and datavised for a carriage.